Good afternoon, brethren. I find it kind of interesting sometimes when you read a book and you find out that the book was written by somebody you know, and not only that, by somebody that you work with. And that happened to me here a month or two ago. This man happens to be the PR person for our group at Boeing. We have 1,200 people, and he does public relations for us. And he wrote a book, and at the top of the book he says, "Take a different stance in life to stand up, stand out, and deliver your best, and become unstoppable." That's the title of his book, by Lee Witt. Lee has gone in with this book and with self-help and personal growth type book, and has given many, many examples of what it's like to become unstoppable. And I want to give a few of those examples of a few people and then go into biblical examples that will show that side of it. Lee talks a lot about adversity and the now. One of the things that we kind of forget sometimes is when we have a trial or we have a situation of sickness or whatever it may be, all we have is what's happening right now, this moment. The moment is all you got. And he gave an example about when he hurt his back and it was so painful and he didn't know if he would be able to continue the pain. And he learned to understand that all he had to do was take care of the pain at this very moment, because that's all he had. Tomorrow, if it's there, we worry about it then. You can't do anything about yesterday. And the same with this. My wife read the book, and as most of you know, she's had IBS for about 5 years. Anyway, she read this part about the moment, and it really helped her because she's looking for, you know, I want to get over this. When's it going to happen, et cetera, et cetera. And she's read books. She's bought books. She's spent hundreds of hours on the internet searching and understanding because she's only going natural, no drugs. And so this moment set a big time for her. Adversity. You know, that's kind of when something happens, tragic, a death, a divorce, a disease, something like that. That's when we need to think about these things of the moment, and then we become unstoppable. I'd like to just give you a couple examples. He talks about a guy by the name of Al Hill, and he was out cutting trees, and a tree fell on him, and it fell on his leg, and he couldn't get away. He was out where there was nobody else, and he had diabetes, and he knew that if he didn't do something, he was going to die. And so this man amputated his own leg, and as Lee says, he became unstoppable. For somebody else who you might know, does anybody know KFC? Mr. Saunders, when he went out to sell his recipe to other places, he was rejected, listen, 1,009 times. You know, this man was unstoppable. When you can go look for, I've heard of people going to look for a job and being rejected over 100 times. These are unstoppable people. I'd like to read you, or get involved a little bit more in one person. This guy's name was Kyle Maynard, and he was born with a rare disorder called congenital amputation. The disorder left him with three joints, a neck and two shoulders, no elbows and no knees, and he was 3 feet tall, weighed 120 pounds. And he didn't want any help. He tried many different things. He went into swimming, into basketball, street hockey, He tried them all, but one thing he became very good at was wrestling. And he came up with a new way of wrestling where he used his head and his arms. And later on, he was in the Arnold Schwarzenegger Fitness Expo in 2005, and he pressed 360 pounds. Lee says here, in a world where Kyle Maynard exists, I'm ashamed to ever have a bad day. Perhaps more than anyone else, Kyle Maynard is truly unstoppable. I'd like to read that again. In a world where Doug Knott exists, I'm ashamed to ever have a bad day. Perhaps more than anyone else, Doug Knott is truly unstoppable. You know, we have other names here that we can put in that same place. Mrs. Shonyo, who's been fighting cancer for how many years? They're unstoppable. Unstoppable people. And there's many more that are that way. I'd like to read also a quote that Lee made because it has to do with Christ. And he says, around 2,000 years ago, a young Nazarene was purported to have exhibited extraordinary capabilities. In one of my all-time favorite quotes, Jesus of Nazareth was reported to have said, "Even the least among you can do all that I have done and even greater." How cool is that? Now, I'm not a religious zealot, and I certainly wasn't a firsthand observer of what went on back then. I just plainly and simply love that statement. That statement has muscle. It says, you have power, meaning you, and you are unstoppable. Let's look at the Bible of unstoppable people. Do you know what the Bible means? B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving Earth. I don't know if you've ever heard of that or not, but it sounds like a pretty good one to me. I'd like to look at a scenario and just discuss it. Let's go back to Egypt when God told Moses to take the people out of Egypt. And he went down there with Aaron and went to talk to Pharaoh. And told Pharaoh, said that they wanted to go out and worship their God and to let the people go. And Pharaoh turned a hardened heart 11 times. 11 times. I ask you this question. In those three people four, who was unstoppable? All of them. God was the most unstoppable because he told Moses and Aaron what to do. Pharaoh was unstoppable. He didn't have a choice. He had to harden his heart because that's what God put in his mind. So if you can see some of these examples of how God is the most unstoppable person that we can think about, and his son Jesus Christ. And I'll show you a little later how you are the same, that we are unstoppable as well. Let's go to another one, Joseph. Now, Joseph had some what everybody thought was wild dreams at first, about that his brothers would kneel down to him. And, you know, I tried to think about, and maybe you can too, do you think Joseph had any idea that God was working with him at that time? Probably not. Maybe, but probably not. And then his brothers sold him out. And then he was in Egypt. And then he was in charge of the household. And then he got in some trouble and ended up in jail. And when he came out, he was number two in Egypt. Joseph was unstoppable. And I actually, this is Gary's thought, believe that at that time he knew it. He knew that God was helping him get through everything that he was doing. How about Daniel? I was thinking about that this morning. Somebody said, hey, go throw Gary in the lion's den. And in this case, it happened to have been Daniel. And I thought, do you think Daniel was scared? Yeah, I do. But he believed in God. And he knew that if God wanted him to live, that he'd be okay. Daniel was unstoppable. How many more of these people can you think about in the Bible that we can read about every day of who have been and are unstoppable? There's so many. I want to get back to what about you and I? I ask it again. What about you and I? You know, we've all gone through trials. We've had different trials. You know, there's good trials and bad trials. Sometimes if we look at them all bad, and when it's all over, we looked at, if we'd have seen the good part of it, we would have done much better. But unfortunately, sometimes we don't see the good part until the trial is over. And we see how God was teaching us, how God was showing us a way to overcome the wrong that we were doing. And in most cases, it was the wrong that we were doing. Whether it was something that caused a disease or something that caused the loss of a job, not always, but most always. So we have what God called this unstoppable way of doing what we need to do and to get where we need to go. I'd like to close with a passage from Luke. And in this, it's Luke 11. And in the first part, he's talking about, they asked for, to teach them to pray. But I want to go down to verse 5. And he also said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him in the middle of the night and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread because a friend of mine who has been traveling has just arrived at my house and I have nothing for him to eat. Now the one inside may answer. Now I don't know if you've ever thought about this. I'm reading from the Complete Jewish Bible. But it says, now the one inside may answer. It doesn't say he did. It said he may. Don't bother me. The door is already shut. My children are in bed and I can't get up to give you anything. But I tell you, even if he won't get up because the man is his friend, yet because of the man's chuzpah, that's the Greek word, or the, anyway, whatever it is, the word that they use there. And I looked that up, and let's say that again. But I tell you, even if he won't get up because the man is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, audacity, insolence, nerve, gall, or a combination thereof, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. An unstoppable situation. Moreover, I myself say to you, keep asking and it will be given to you. Keep seeking and you will find. Keep knocking and the door will open to you. For everyone who goes on asking receives, and he who goes on seeking finds. And to him who continues knocking, the door will be opened. And in the next few verses, God says that the Father will just keep on giving us the Holy Spirit from heaven to those who keep asking. Our Father continues to give us his Holy Spirit for the asking. Let's learn to use the basic instructions before leaving earth and become unstoppable in everything we do.